This might be a surprise, but mosquitoes turn out to be the world's deadliest animal. They carry malaria, which kills hundreds of thousands of people each year. But as NPR's Jeff Broomfield reports, new research tries to make these pests into allies in the fight against the disease.
For years, controlling malaria has been trying to control mosquito populations. Biologist Anthony James thinks that's the wrong way to go about it.
Nobody likes to get bit by mosquitoes, but the real problem are the pathogens.
The malaria pathogen is a parasite that grows inside humans and then gets carried from person to person via mosquito.
So if we can make the mosquitoes inhospitable to the pathogens, we can eliminate the threat of getting the disease.
At his lab at the University of California, Irvine, James has been trying to figure out how to make mosquitoes uninviting to malaria. It's a tough job because the malaria parasite doesn't make mosquitoes sick, so mosquito immune systems don't fight the parasite. But here's a fun fact. There's a little rodent that can fight off malaria, the mouse. The team used a gene editing technique called CRISPR to put the mouse genes in mosquitoes.
We were able to go in there and get genes from a mouse that would allow them to fight off the parasite. And what we did then was engineer those and give them to the mosquitoes.
The results were published recently in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
They work very well. They reduce the number of parasites in the mosquito, importantly in the salivary glands, which is where they would be before they're transmitted to a new human host.
This technique also allows the researchers to make the gene spread quickly. That means rather than having to release swarms of gene-edited mosquitoes, they could put out a smaller number. The engineered mosquitoes mate, pass on their genetic code, and that code rapidly fans out across the wild population. But genetically altering wild animals does not sit well with environmentalists.
There's no need to engineer a mosquito.
Dana Pearls is with the nonprofit Friends of the Earth.
There are naturally occurring methods to reduce malaria transmission that are already proving successful around the world. There's a new malaria vaccine that's being piloted. Why take unnecessary risks and release a manipulated species that can't be recalled once it's released into the wild?
Anthony James believes the risks would be very low. The mosquitoes are already part of the ecosystem, and the gene alterations wouldn't affect much other than their response to malaria, he says. What's more, it's better than the sprays and treatments used to control mosquitoes temporarily.
This is potentially a much more sustainable technology.
His lab is now working on developing the mosquitoes for a field trial, which he hopes could be conducted on island or in another isolated location. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.